The Indiana Pacers coming off maybe their most exciting, probably their most dramatic win of the season. 108-106 over the Oklahoma City Thunder after Indiana trailed by 19 points in the third quarter. They started chipping away on the back largely of Domantas Sabonis, who had finished the night with 26 points. The Pacers started clawing back, and when they had the game tied late, it was a putback from Wesley Matthews that put them up two, and then a Russell Westbrook three to win that fell short. Westbrook would finish the night with a triple-double. Paul George would finish the night with 36 points. And yet the Pacers were winners after outscoring Oklahoma City 27-18 in the fourth. That's after they outscored the Thunder 31-25 in the third. So they outscore the Thunder by 15 points in the second half of this one to win it by two, 108-106. That gives Indiana two straight and puts them on the doorstep of the playoffs. They are in Denver tonight as they begin what is their most difficult road stretch of the season, their most difficult road trip of the season. And I think you could make a case that this is the toughest road trip the Pacers have faced in years. Indiana at Denver tonight, at Portland on Monday, at the Clippers on Tuesday, and then at Golden State on Thursday. So that is 1-2 in the conference. It is also the fifth-ranked team in the conference, and the Clippers, who have recently been as high as sixth, they're playing really well also. Right now, Portland, in fact, last night with a win moved into fourth. So it's 1-2-4-8 in the Western Conference coming up on this road trip. Indiana's 1-2 in a row. They can clinch a playoff berth with a win in Denver tonight. Indiana's magic number to make the playoffs is just one, and the Pacers can do that by beating the Nuggets in Denver. That's a 9 o'clock tip tonight, so it's a little bit later start. Note that. We'll start here at 8:30. They will start at 8:30 as well on Fox Sports Indiana. Jeremiah Johnson will be hosting that show, and he'll join us a little bit later in this show. We're also going to hear from Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, Mark Boyle, Chris Denary, Eddie White will all check in before this show is over. We'd love to hear from you as well. 317-239-1070. Then I'm going to call in, talk Pacers basketball with us. By the way, this game can clinch the Pacers a playoff berth, but they're going to get there. The more realistic and more pressing issue is where the Pacers fall in the standings. Right now they're in a tie for third with Philadelphia, but the 76ers have the tiebreak. Maybe of more importance, they're two games ahead of Boston. The Celtics sit in fifth, and the Celtics pose the final team that the Pacers have to hold off to hold on to a first-round home playoff series. So two games up on the Celtics. Those two teams are still going to play two times more before the season is over, so still a very, very long way to go in terms of locking up a top-four playoff spot. And the Pacers are probably not going to get any help, at least today, from their opponent, as it's the Atlanta Hawks in Boston to take on the Celtics. That's a 12:30 tip, so you can catch that coverage throughout the day on NBA.com. The Celtics, though, then will host the Nuggets. So the Nuggets are going to take on the Pacers in Denver and then go to Boston. So perhaps Indiana can get some help from the team they play tonight. Nate McMillan is one of the candidates for Coach of the Year. He's got the Pacers on the verge of going back to 20 games over 500. When we return, we will hear from Mark Boyle, who sits down with the Pacers head coach. That's next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Hi Pacers fans, this is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Financing was always a concern. We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
21 Pilots, the Bandido Tour, live. Friday, June 28th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. No, 21 Pilots, live in concert.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, this is Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. 317-239-1070, the number to call in. If you want to talk with us this morning, or if you prefer the internet method, I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. The Pacers are getting ready for a game in Denver tonight. They take on the Nuggets, who, by the way, are having maybe one of the more underappreciated seasons of anybody in the NBA. They're 45-22 out west. That's good for second, a game behind Golden State, who is in first. And they've got a three-game cushion on Houston, who's in third. So they're in good position to finish with a top two overall seed and perhaps finish first in the Western Conference. The Pacers are tied for third and work to do to keep a top four playoff spot. Nate McMillan is the head coach, and he sits down now with Mark Boyle.
Thank you, Pat. A road trip starts tonight in Denver. Before we get to that, let's get to that Oklahoma City game from Thursday night. A really dramatic finish and a very exciting and thrilling win. Given the context of the game, Nate, that it's a good team, you'd had your ups and downs, you're heading for a four-game road trip that promises to be difficult. Fair to characterize that as one of the more emotional wins of the season?
Absolutely. You know, that was an emotional win for us, being down 19 in that game and really playing a poor first half for the second half. Just coming out and, you know, getting to the game plan, which was trying to scrap, defend, push the ball offensively, get some ball movement, make them defend defensively. And it worked out for us. You know, that's a very good team. Paul George was extremely hot coming back to Indiana. We knew what Westbrook would bring. But our guys hung in there. They stayed together, kept fighting, and was able to pull out probably one more most emotional wins of the season.
It was reported after the game that you were about to put Thaddeus Young into the game, but he suggested that you stay with Miles Turner and Domantas Sabonis. I'm wondering how often something like that happens.
Well, I called it the play of the game. And, you know, I said that to the team after the game. Guys really want to play. And at times we've had it go the other way where they are upset about coming out of the game or not getting back into the game. And, you know, Thaddeus saw that Sabonis and Miles were doing well. We were coming back. We had a good rhythm, good flow. And he came over to me and just said, look, coach, I know you said 2 minutes, but let these guys go. Corey did the same thing. Let those guys go. They're playing well. And that's what it has to be about. You know, trusting your teammates, supporting your teammate. And when those guys are out there, you know, giving their all, you know, having their back.
How often does something like that happen?
It happens, you know, it happens during the course of a season. But that was really, you know, special at that time because I had told that we went to a different rotation. I went to a three big rotation that second half with Domas, Miles, and Thaddeus. And when I took that out about the 8-minute mark, I told him, look, you're going to get a 2-minute breather. And I'm going to get you back in for Domas. But Domas was playing extremely well for us. We played through him in that second half a lot in that fourth quarter. And he came up and just said during the timeout, don't mess with it. Let him go.
Road trip starts tonight in Denver. They didn't make the playoffs last year. They missed out on the last day of the season. And then they've had a terrific season this year. They're sort of under the radar, though, even though they've got a good record and they've been at the top of the West all season long. You don't hear a lot about them, at least
when you visit about the NBA with casual observers, do you feel they're a little bit underrated?
Not by our standards. This is a really good team. You have so many teams in the West that are good. You know, there's a lot of attention with the champions, Golden State, Houston, who is now healthy and playing great basketball. LeBron coming to the West with the Lakers. So it's been a lot of conversation about a lot of these teams in the West. But Denver has been steady all season long, a very talented team. I think they have the best big passer in the game. And, you know, they have a deep roster. They have a lot of guys that can play. They play fast. They move the ball. And, you know, they're a solid team.
You mentioned something that I wanted to follow up on. The best big passing man in the game is Nikola Jokic. He's a terrific player. Obviously does a lot more than pass the ball. For our fans who never really see Denver very much, and we might look forward to seeing them when they come back into town in Indianapolis later on this month, how would you characterize his status or his standing amongst his peers?
Well, I think you have to, you know, prepare for him is like preparing for LeBron or a Steph Curry or a Durant. You know, this guy does so much on the floor. He can score. He can be one of the top scorers in the league if he wanted to. But he's a very unselfish player. His teammates feed off of him. It's very similar to how we play with Sabonis. You know, Sabonis get our second unit going with his ball movement, his ability to pass the ball. With Jokic, it's the same thing. Everybody's just moving, and he is finding these guys. He has, you know, he has the skill of a point guard handling the ball. You know, he brings it down in transition. He initiates their offense. Probably 90% of the time, more than the point guard does. So he's a guy that's very special. He can hurt you scoring from the perimeter, in the post, or passing the ball. He's a very special player.
Let's close with a roster update. You haven't had Tyreke Evans for any of the last three games. Will he be available? And if so, will you use him in the customary manner?
Yes, he will be available, and we will slot him back in. That backup two role.
Only a brief absence. Is that a long enough absence so that you're at all concerned about conditioning or anything along those lines?
No, he's been working. He's been working these last 4 or 5 days, you know, since he's been out, and he should be ready to go.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan sharing his thoughts with us before this road trip starts tonight in Denver. It will continue in Portland Monday night, then against the Clippers in Los Angeles Tuesday, and conclude against the defending champion Golden State Warriors in Oakland on Thursday. A very strong list of opponents, and it'll be interesting, Pat, to see how the Pacers fare against these teams on this trip. We start tonight with Pat and Pacers pregame at 8:30. Ball goes up in Denver at 9 o'clock. Let's go back to Indianapolis now, and Pat Boylan.
Certainly will, Mark. Thank you, Mark, and to Nate McMillan for that conversation. You heard Nate say that he expects to have Tyreke Evans back into the lineup and in his normal role tonight in Denver. You could make a case Domantas Sabonis has had bigger numbers than he did on Thursday night, but you could make a case his 26.7 rebounds, 4 assists, 12 of 13 from the free throw line in such key moments down the stretch for the Pacers against Oklahoma City that's maybe the best Domantas Sabonis has played in a game. So when we return, that's earned him a trip inside Denary's Den. Chris Denary, Domantas Sabonis next on Pacers Weekly.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Kelly Clarkson, with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum. The best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOinc.com.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly. It's Pacers and Nuggets tonight from Denver at 9 o'clock. We'll start right here at 8:30. They will start at 8:30 as well on Fox Sports Indiana. Jeremiah will join us a little bit later in this show. But now it's time for Chris Denary, TV play-by-play announcer, to check in. He's with Domantas Sabonis. Chris?
Thanks so much, Pat. Domas, you can really feel how good you guys feel after the big win against Oklahoma City. How big was that win?
It was a big win, you know, coming in and playing against a playoff team, you know, top in the West. It was something we haven't done in a while, you know, and just getting that win before this road trip gave us a bit of confidence.
Even more special for you. I know you texted with Victor after the game. He had a text for you. Special that you played there for a year?
You know, we treated it like every other game, but obviously you wanted to win. You always want to win against your former team, and it was fun to do it at home.
For you, coming in off that injury, you missed five games with a sprained ankle. Are you starting to feel better about yourself on the floor?
Yeah, like I said, every game you feel better and better. You know, with this kind of injury, it never just heals straight away. You know, it takes time. Even though you're playing, you know, it's a slow process. So, you know, every day just getting treatment and trying to make it feel as good as it can.
You've played at Indiana for a couple of years. What was that atmosphere like on Thursday night? I know you've experienced it in the playoffs. You've experienced it in the regular season. The fans really had your back, didn't they?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a playoff atmosphere. You know, I give credit to the fans because they really gave us that extra energy push in the second half.
All right, this is a four-game road trip. It starts here in Denver against the Nuggets. Nikola Jokic, what do you know about his game? You've played against him the last couple of years. How difficult is he to defend?
He's very difficult, you know. He can do everything, you know, very talented player. It's going to be, like I always say, it's going to be a team defensive effort because you got to guard him. You got to guard everybody else cutting, moving. You know, he's one of the best passers in the league right now, and he finds everybody.
Finally, Domantas Sabonis is inside Denary's den. On Monday, you head back to where you were born. You were born in Portland, Oregon. Your dad played for the Trailblazers. What's that like to go home?
It's awesome. You know, I grew up watching my dad play there, so it's always awesome and a nice feeling to go back to the Rose Garden back then, what we called it.
All right, Domas, thanks so much.
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right, Domantas Sabonis inside Denary's den. Back to you, Pat.
Chris and Domas, thank you. And Indiana will certainly need a strong effort from Sabonis and Turner tonight. Nikola Jokic is quite the difficult matchup, and the Pacers haven't won in Denver since 2007. A couple of years ago, they lost in London, so there is kind of that asterisk there because that was technically a Denver home game. But the Pacers have quite the streak that they're trying to snap against the Nuggets here tonight. Congratulations in order to Steve Ganzi. He's the head coach of the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. They beat the Capital City Go-Go 125-117 for Ganzi's 100th win as an NBA coach. And Edmund Sumner, who has played off and on for the Pacers this year, especially in that stretch when they were dealing with all those injuries in late January, Sumner with 25 points on 9 of 16 shooting. So the Pacers point guard playing very well in the Pacers G League affiliate, the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. More Pacers Weekly coming up next. It's Eddie White's turn. He goes around the house. We'll find out who with next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, June 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
Hi Pacers fans, this is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
Pink, live in concert. Now, due to phenomenal demand, the Beautiful Trauma World Tour continues. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, April 30th, 2019. Get access to preferred tickets with your city card. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The number one selling album, Beautiful Trauma, is available everywhere. There's more at pinkspage.com.
Pacers Weekly continues here this morning. Indiana at 44-25 on the season. Their high water mark in terms of games over 500 this year is 20, and they could get back to 20 with a win tonight in Denver. We just told you the Fort Wayne Mad Ants were winners on Thursday night, 125-117 over the Capital City Go-Go. And it's a Go-Go duo. The Mad Ants are in D.C. tonight, this afternoon rather, to take on the Capital City Go-Go. That's a 1 o'clock tip, so coming up here in just a couple hours, you can watch this game. It's very easy and it's very free. All you have to do is go to the Fort Wayne Mad Ants Facebook page, and it'll be streamed live there. Around 1 o'clock, you can check out the Pacers G League affiliate in the Capital City. Edmund Sumner playing over there and playing very well. Each week, Eddie White finds somebody inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse with an interesting story to tell. Eddie White goes around the house now.
Thanks, Patrick. It is once again time to go around the house. Speaking around the house, what about going around the world? You had to do what? Travel. You know, I just got back from New York. Last week I was at the NBA 2K draft, and it was in New York, and I had to get there. I had to fly there. I had to get a hotel there, and somebody had to do that. And we have somebody, believe it or not, you guys see the players, you see the coaches, you see all the stuff at Bankers Life, but there are many people behind the scenes that make our place go. That's why we have around the house. And one of them joins us now. She's wonderful. I drive her nuts, but she's absolutely wonderful. She's our queen of travel, the lovely and talented Tambra Brenner. Tambra, good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks.
First of all, thank you for my arrangements. I got to New York back and forth. It was all safe. Hey, seriously, tell the people, what do you do for us?
I handle all the travel for the company. So anything that is scheduled airlines, hotels, transfers, or rental car, I'm pretty much taking care of it. I do not handle the team travel on the Pacers, but everything else is pretty much what I handle for everyone in the company.
Now, I got to imagine, when you handle the Fever, you handle Pacers Gaming, the two of our teams, you handle all the individuals. How do you keep track of this? To me, this is a lot of people, 12 months of the year, are traveling all the time.
Right. It can get pretty intense, but I have everything pretty much in my computer system, so that's kind of my resource, you know, to find out what everybody's doing.
Before I ask you some other crazy questions, how long have you done this for us, and then where did you come from? How did you get to do stuff like this? Because to me, it also sounds exciting, because you're kind of like booking things really all over the world, because Pacers, we're global.
Right. So I started here a little over seven years ago, and prior to coming here, I was actually a travel agent. I pretty much handled more leisure travel, so I've kind of switched from leisure travel to more of a corporate travel and it's just been a great experience for me, and I've really enjoyed working here.
Have you had any, I don't want to say horror stories, but any kind of goofy, funny thing? I mean, you've had to have some wacky things that have happened.
I have them every day.
Oh, really?
Seems like. But I always, when people ask me what the hardest story was when the Fever had won the play, the WNBA championship the year before, and we were taking them to meet the president. And we had a flight, an evening flight to Washington, D.C. Easy. Indianapolis to D.C., nonstop, no big deal.
Piece of cake.
Weather. Weather happened. We were, and so I was trying to get, there was, normally we traveled like 18 people, but we were trying to get everyone to see the president. That was a big, big deal. And it was a really long night. I had people going out that evening. I had people going out that morning. And I had like two people on one flight, two people on the other. So, and one person actually got in the car and drove because there was one person in our media side that wanted to go so bad, and I could not find a seat for her. So she got in the car, and I rented her car, and she left. So that was pretty intense night. But they got to meet the president, so that was good.
Now, I got to assume if you represent an NBA team or a WNBA team, and, you know, with scouts, things like that, there's a lot of business that we generate to them. So do the airlines work with us a little bit more than, like, if I just called and said, hey, I'm Eddie White, I'm going to New York, they'd say, hey, we got this, and take it or leave it. But do they give us a little special treatment because we're teams and we do a lot of business with them?
When it's group travel, you have a different department, but really, if I'm being honest, there's not a whole lot of perks. Just there are some corporate programs that we can take advantage of. But primarily, it is what it is. You know, sometimes people with their frequent flyer miles and things, that'll maybe get them upgrades and that kind of thing, which we always like them to get that. So,
well, I want to thank you. My trip to New York last week was great. I got in, I got out,
I'm
no
so glad.
Problem.
Yeah.
And I love my hotel right there, 57th Street or whatever it was. And
we had to please.
Well, you're fantastic. You're one of those unsung heroes. You do the stuff that people don't think. We got scouts traveling almost every day, scouting, and we have, you know, the administrators and executives are traveling every day for any of our teams, and somebody has to coordinate all that, and fortunately we have you, so thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
There you go, Patrick. Now I'm going to try to work on getting me and you a little trip to Hawaii, Patrick. Me and you, baby, a little sidebar. Me and you in Maui. How about that one, partner? Back to you, buddy.
I can't think of anything better, Eddie. Thank you very much for that insight and timbre, certainly. This is a really good example, I think, of Around the House and the reason it's part of this show, because that's a story that you never would have heard elsewhere, but it's a pretty interesting job and an important one. And thanks to Eddie and Tambra for telling it. All right, we have plenty of Pacers Weekly coming up here in just a moment. Indiana's coming off that dramatic win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. So before we get ready for Denver coming up tonight, we want to remind you of some of the exciting moments that happened on Thursday.
Boom, baby! Wesley again.
Catch and shoot up top. 12 of his 14 points on three-point field goals.
Defense.
He's 4 of 7 from out there. A 6-point Oklahoma City lead with 5 minutes to play. Here comes Collison running 3 against 2. Left side Matthews and into the corner.
Boom, baby! Hey, hey, hey!
21 points for Bogdanovich. The Pacers as close as they've been since the early part of the game. 99-96. Holding the ball outside the arc, waist high. Up top to George, played by Bogdanovich.
Help.
George has had a big night with 31. He lets a three ball go, and he's got 34. He was way out up top. Game tied at 104. Bogdanovich, center of the floor. Looks like he's going to go one-on-one with George. Spins to the left hand. Off a Turner screen. Left wing jump shot way off. Up and in! Matthews with a weak side rebound. Grabbed it and kissed it off the right-hand glass to give Indiana a 2-point lead with 1:08 seconds to play. Timeout, Thunder. Ferguson gets it in up top. Westbrook, a three off the front of the rim. And the Pacers have come from 19 points down to defeat Oklahoma City, 108-106. That was right on line, just a millimeter short.
That's how it sounded right here across the Bankers Life Radio Network, and we will pick things back up in about 10 hours or so. Pacers and Nuggets. Kroger pregame show is at 8:30. You can read Mark Monteith's story from that game. He also has plenty of work over on Pacers.com while you're getting ready for tonight's matchup. But before you do that, we're going to check in with Mark, and we'll have plenty of time to chat with him about that game on Thursday, the one coming up on Saturday, and the Pacers trying to hold on to a top four playoff position. It's Mark Monteith when we return on Pacers Weekly.
21 Pilots, the Bandido Tour, live. Friday, June 28th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Let's make the time back time. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. No, 21 Pilots, live in concert.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOinc.com.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Welcome back to Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. We're live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis. Miss any of this show? No issue. This show comes up in its podcast form shortly after its completion. Just follow Pacers Sound on SoundCloud or whatever podcast app that you use. This will get posted there. The Sideline Guys podcast will get posted there, which is a podcast that Jeremiah Johnson and I do weekly. We'll hear from JJ a little bit later in this show. We got plenty of time with Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, and I want to just start, Mark, by looking back at that Oklahoma City game. It was on Thursday, but this feels like it could be the type of game that maybe has impact more than just one out of 82. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, it's kind of a cliche to say that, and we often ask players after games such as that, you know, if this game had extra meaning. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, and I thought that one did. I thought beating Oklahoma City like they did could carry over. I thought they really, really needed it. You know, keep in mind, they had lost to Milwaukee the previous Thursday badly. They then lost to Philly pretty badly the following Sunday. They struggled really a bit to beat New York on Tuesday. If they had lost that game Thursday, you know, by 17, 19 points or whatever, if it had been similar to the games in Milwaukee and Philly, I think we'd have a problem. You know, that would be pretty three straight one-sided losses to the playoff teams. To come back and win that game like they did, coming back from 19 points down, I think did make some kind of a statement. And I think it does give them some momentum going forward. If they had lost that game badly, they would have had to hire a fiction writer or motivational speaker or somebody to come up with a reason why they should be optimistic and confident going forward. And now they have the reason. You know, they, from what I understand, the practice yesterday in Denver was pretty well energized. And that game just had more emotion. You know, I saw before the game and some of the demeanor of the players and certainly their ability to come back like they did against a good team that was playing well. Said something, and we'll see how it carries over on this road trip, but I think it was desperately needed.
You talk about pulling out a game late in a fashion that Indiana did, Mark. It's fascinating when you look at a lot of these different aspects. You get down 19 points in the second half to a team that has two stars and one that is a former MVP. You have Paul George, who scores 36 on the night. Russell Westbrook has a triple-double. Steven Adams had 17 points and 8 rebounds. The Thunder led by nearly 20 in the second half. As I mentioned, the Pacers were out-rebounded. The Thunder hit 7 more threes than did Indiana. And yet all of that, the Pacers come up with a way to win. And I mention all of that because one thing that I think is important to discuss is the fact that when you're taking on some of these top teams, like they're going to be facing a lot here, you've got the Russell Westbrooks and the Paul Georges of the world, and you don't have your Victor Oladipo. So the Pacers are going to have to figure out how to win games in the fourth quarter that are tight when the other team has the better star than you do, considering Oladipo is down. This was an example of the Pacers finding a way to flourish with all of that in consideration.
Yeah, and I've thought all along that really they're going to have to do it by committee. They don't have a guy that you can just give the ball to and say, good luck, go do something for us. They've got to move the ball. Just run your offense and get a good shot. And, you know, you don't know who's going to get that shot. But just play basketball the way, you know, you're supposed to play it in the first place. And they did that. There was a sequence there down the stretch where everybody scored, you know, almost – you know, one at a time. You know, Bogdanovich hit a big three from the left corner. Miles Turner got a dunk. Darren Collison had a hard drive to the basket, got a layup. Sabonis was dominating at stretches, and he scored, obviously, down the stretch there. And, of course, Wesley Matthews, you know, hit a couple of threes and then hit the game-winning basket on the rebound. So that was by committee. You know, Oklahoma City had, as you mentioned, three stars. The Pacers had five players all making contributions, not just scoring, but with rebounding, with their assists, with Wesley Matthews' defense on a couple of possessions, that kind of thing. So that's how this team has to do it. And that's not a bad way to do it. You know, I prefer that actually than just giving the ball to one guy and hoping it works out. You know, I've always been a little bit puzzled by that. Although if you do have a Michael Jordan, or even an Oladipo who's got exceptional quickness, I can understand it. But, you know, I've never been that big a fan of just giving one guy the ball, dribble down the clock, and then, you know, throwing up a jump shot or whatever. You know, move the ball, try to get a layup, try to get a really good shot. So that's kind of what they're forced into now, and it certainly worked out against the Thunder.
Mark Monteith is with us as we were making our calls on who to have for post-game interviews, and Jeremiah was selecting Wesley Matthews, of course, coming off that shot. We went with Domantas Sabonis. It was hard to ignore him. 26.7 rebounds, 4 assists. I thought he was the one that really started bringing Indiana back on Thursday night. But it was tough to leave Darren Collison out of the mix because he was fantastic. 17 points, 7 assists, 4 steals, 6 rebounds. And you saw a kind of emotion, I thought. Collison is not necessarily one to hide his emotion. He's not a Jeff Teague type in that regard. He will get emotional on the floor. But it seemed like there was something from Darren Collison that was maybe just a little bit extra on Thursday night. Do you agree?
I do agree. And I noticed it before the opening tip. I happened to be watching him as the players were taking the court to start the game. And he ran from one end of the court to the other, was kind of acknowledging fans, and just seemed a little extra jacked up. And then during the course of the game, as you mentioned, he did show more emotion, not only after the game, but, you know, there was that moment when he ran over and slapped some hands in the front row, that kind of thing. And he was really into it. And I asked him about it after the game. And, you know, his only response was, well, it was a big game. It was an important game. But I thought he was really good. And he tends to be good in quiet ways. He was maybe a little more obvious in that game because of his emotion, but still, as you said, 17 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 turnovers, which is uncharacteristic. But I thought he did a good job really defensively with Westbrook too. Westbrook had his triple double, but just 19 points on 8 of 18 shooting. And Collison didn't have him the whole game, but he had him a good part of it. And I thought he did a nice job. So I thought with everything else going on, he kind of got hidden a little bit, but I thought he was really outstanding in that game.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us now. We're going to take a short break. Mark will rejoin us right after the commercial. This is Pacers Weekly.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson. Only in my dreams. And Naughty by Nature. May 5th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and NKOTV.com. New kids on the block.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Kelly Clarkson with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Pacers Weekly continues here on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Hey, if you head on over to PacersTeamStore.com, there's a pretty cool item on sale right now. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Perhaps if you're out and about celebrating the holiday, you can gear up with a limited edition green Pacers hat. It's the typical Pacers hat, but in green. It would be the perfect hat to pull off your St. Patrick's Day apparel. PacersTeamStore.com is how you can do that. We check back in with Mark Monteith, who is wearing said hat as we speak right now. The Pacers head to Denver, Mark. This is kind of surprising because these West Coast teams, you only go there one time a year, yet there's some history with the Pacers and the Nuggets in Denver.
Yeah, there's a lot of history in Denver. You know, when we talk about Pacer moments, there's a lot of things happened in New York, Philadelphia. In the ABA, the Pacers had a great rivalry with the Kentucky Colonels, that kind of thing. But some things have happened in Denver that are pretty memorable. For one thing, Boom Baby began in Denver. You know, Slick's expression after a three-pointer. There was a game against the Nuggets there where Billy Keller hit a game-winning three-pointer off of a broken play. And Slick jumped up and yelled, "Boom, baby!" And, you know, Slick back then kind of was always saying, "Baby, let's go, baby, come on, baby," this kind of thing. And he just kind of, without thinking about it, yelled, "Boom, baby." And that stuck with him. And that became the cry after every Pacer three-pointer is on the broadcast. The funny thing about that is there was a broken play. George McGinnis loves to tell the story that, you know, the ball was supposed to go to McGinnis. Something went wrong. He threw it over to Billy Keller in the corner. And after the game, some reporter complimented Slick on, you know, designing a game-winning play. And he said something like, "Well, if you want to coach at this level, baby, you know, you got to know how to handle these situations," kind of thing, where it's just a broken play, really, that worked out in their favor. So that's a memorable moment that rings today. In 1975, the Pacers had a great playoff series with Denver. And this is when Dancing Harry was kind of had been introduced to the Pacer fans as a guy to fire up the home fans. And Denver, for a closeout game there, responded by bringing in a woman and dressing her up like a witch, called a robot of a witch. And she stood on the court while the Pacers were warming up with a, like, boiling cauldron, probably dry ice, you know, staring at George McGinnis, trying to intimidate him. And George says it did kind of spook him a little bit. It was a little bit weird to have this witch staring at him the whole time, trying to cast the spell on him. But it didn't work because the Pacers won the game 109-90. I've actually tried to find that woman who was brought in to be Robata, and nobody out there has any idea who did that. It was only for that one game, I believe. So that was a weird thing. There have been fights between Freddie Lewis and Larry Brown got into a fight in a game in Denver one time. there's a kind of a key moment. You know, Jamal Tinsley in his time under Jim O'Brien, they had gotten off to a really good start in their relationship, and Jim O'Brien was giving Tinsley more freedom, and he was really flourishing. And then something went wrong in a game in Denver once, and that kind of broke that relationship and was kind of a turning point for everybody, for that particular team. So, yeah, a lot of strange things have happened in Denver that people may not be aware of. But, you know, who knows what will happen tonight. But it wouldn't surprise me if something weird happened tonight, too.
And the bottom line as it relates to tonight and really this four-game road trip, it's extremely difficult. The Pacers have the top team in the West, the number two team in the West, the number four team in the West. And then they also have the team that's tied for seventh in the Clippers, and the Clippers are just a half game out of six. So theoretically, when they play these teams, it could be 1-4 or 1-2-4-6 in the Western Conference, which we all know top to bottom is the stronger conference. Let's just look at this road trip as a whole, because it's pretty daunting. In fact, you'd have to look this up, but you might imagine this is the Pacers' toughest four-game road stand in quite some time.
Oh, no question. You know, usually when you go west, you'll have a couple of the elite teams and then a couple of the lesser teams. The Pacers went out west earlier this season and had some of those, you know, what we would consider the lesser teams. Now that, you know, they lost to the Lakers, but they're able to beat Phoenix and Utah. So that worked out okay. They split that road trip, lost in Sacramento at the end of it in a game they really should have won. This one stacked up against them with all the good teams. And you can play well and lose them all. You never know. I mean, you know, teams have off nights all the time. The Pacers have had home games that they lost that we didn't think they should have because they just didn't play as well. And that could always work the other way when they're the visiting team. But you are playing four good teams. And kind of the unfortunate thing is the lesser team of the four, the Clippers, is in a back-to-back situation on Tuesday after you play in Portland on Monday. So certainly challenging, but Golden State isn't the team they used to be. They're kind of struggling a bit. And, you know, we'll see how it turns out. I just think the main thing, Pat, is that the Pacers need to be competitive. You can't be going out there getting beat by 15, 20 points every night. You got to be competitive. Take some of these games to the wire. Show the same spark that you had against Oklahoma City on Thursday. You don't have the home fans behind you, but if you want to be a legitimate playoff team, you got to be able to bring it when you're the visiting team, too. You can't rely on the fans to give you energy every night. So I guess that's what I'm looking for on this trip is, you know, what attitude do you bring to it mentally, and what aggression do you bring to it physically, and how competitive can you be against these upper crust Western Conference teams?
It's always a little bit more difficult to cover the team, Mark, when they go on these road trips. Yet let's preview what perhaps is coming up to Pacers.com in the next handful of days.
Well, there'll be coverage of every game, you know, video, print material, everything you want on Pacers.com. So people can just kind of stay tuned there and follow the team throughout the road trip. So it should be eventful. I wouldn't call it a season turning point, but it's certainly going to be important to where the Pacers finish in the Eastern Conference, whether they're a 3, 4, or 5 seed. So I would encourage fans to follow along as we go along here.
All right, that's Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. We had you for an extended stretch this morning, so we appreciate it. And we're not done with you today because we need you tonight as part of the Kroger pregame show, so go rest up those vocal cords.
Will do. Thank you, Pat.
All right, that's Mark Monteith. When we return, it's out to Denver. We head west. Jeremiah Johnson is standing by there with his perspective of Pacers and Nuggets coming up tonight. This is Pacers Weekly.
Planet Fitness is the one and only judgment-free zone. That means for just $10 a month, you can work out at your own pace and just do you, however you want, whenever you want. Get free fitness training and tons of cardio and strength equipment, plus a totally friendly staff for just $10 a month with absolutely no judgment. We want you to be you for just $10 a month. Come in for a free tour or join online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness. Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum. The best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOinc. That's CNOinc.com.
Welcome you back to Pacers Weekly here on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Tonight the Pacers are at the Denver Nuggets. They've also got the Clippers, the Trailblazers, and the Warriors on this road trip. And it's a late one. After Saturday night's game tonight, it's three games during the week at 10:30 here locally with 10 o'clock Kroger pregame shows. Jeremiah, so the fans will be hopefully sipping their coffee as they are watching you or listening to us. We welcome you in from Denver. How's the start of the road trip going?
Fantastic. I love a trip to Denver. It's a good way to start the road trip. I had a good breakfast. And, you know, I enjoy with the time change getting the extra couple of hours. And I know yesterday the team left a little earlier than normal, partially to get adapted to the altitude and the climate, had a practice inside the Nuggets practice facility. So I think this is a good way to start the road trip. The Nuggets are a team that has everyone's attention around the NBA, but I'm looking forward to seeing what happens tonight.
They have everyone's attention. They have a strong winning streak against the Pacers in Denver, if you include that game that was in London as well. That was technically a Nuggets home game. What do you see when you look at Denver? Because they're pretty similar, at least in terms of their roster, as last year's team, which didn't make the playoffs. This year's team is right on the doorstep of the top seed in the Western Conference. It seems like they've had a lot of growth from a lot of those positions. Jokic, Jamal Murray probably leading that group.
Yeah, a lot of growth. And if you remember back to last season, they dealt with a number of injuries. And if they did not have those, Millsap being out for a long time really hurt them. I know he's been injured a little bit this year, but I think he's a little bit like Thaddeus Young, but maybe even a better scorer in that he's such an important person that maybe doesn't get the credit because you think about Jokic and you think about Murray. But I think Millsap's really important, and they've just been a little bit more healthy. They have a great home court advantage. They're one of the best home court teams in the NBA, so that's what makes this matchup difficult, and Jokic just continues to get better. And in a way, I feel like there are some similarities between the Nuggets and the Pacers, and Denver obviously has had, you know, one of the best seasons in the NBA all around, but I don't think they're the team anyone predicts to come out of the Western Conference. And I think they, you know, many people think they can win a series, but I think it stops right there, because if people reference the Western Conference contenders, they start with Golden State, and that makes a lot of sense. But then they pretty much say the Thunder, the Rockets, the Blazers, and they kind of skip over the Nuggets. So in a way, it's a little bit of a similarity to what the Pacers deal with all the time.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. You tweeted something that I wanted to ask you about, so this is right on cue here. Darren Collison was terrific, I thought, against Oklahoma City. He's been really strong. He's been a guy that has gotten better each month of the season, and I don't think it's any surprise when you look at big Pacer wins, you almost always see Collison playing well in them. He's, of course, a player that doesn't get a ton of attention, but was really strong against Oklahoma City. I thought showed a lot of emotion against Oklahoma City, more than he typically does. I guess just your general thoughts on Collison's importance to the team and his importance on this road trip, which we know will be very difficult.
Well, we're often asked who has stepped up in the absence of Victor Oladipo, and it's easy to point to Bojan Bogdanovic with his scoring average, but Darren Collison has done a lot more. He understood his role when Victor was on the court, and at times that meant Victor kind of took over the point guard responsibilities, or at least the guy that dribbled the ball up the court, initiated the offense. So Darren's numbers would naturally be down a little bit. He understands now he has to be a little bit more of a scorer, and with that, the ball in his hands a little bit more. We don't see an increase in turnovers. He takes such good care of the basketball, and I agree that that image that I think was shared, and Darren actually shared it on social media, almost like a bull after the excitement level with the horns, you know, smoke coming out of his horns after the win against, or actually Wesley Matthews' putback. That's the emotion I think I saw all game. He was in huddles very vocal, very active, talking to people. And he does it a lot, but he took it to another level on Thursday. You could tell how much he wanted to win that game. And maybe an underrated part is his defense. I mean, he was guarding Russell Westbrook for a good portion of the time because Wesley Matthews was guarding Paul George, and he held his own against Westbrook. I just think that Darren Collison is a pro's pro. He's always on Pacers Live postgame because he's available right when that game ends, always gives you a good interview. I thought it was important to give some props to Darren because he's an important player. And right now, you know, if Victor's gone and there's co-captains, Thaddeus is obviously the one. I think Darren's kind of stepped into that co-captain's role in this team.
We've got a couple minutes here, and I want to have some time to ask you about the pregame show tonight. But on this show here for the hour so far, we've yet to mention Bojan Bogdanović, and I refuse to let the hour end with that still the case. 23 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. This has almost been like his put a stamp on it every single game stat line. He was fantastic again. That's how he was against the Thunder. It's been really remarkable to me, and he's not flashy, and maybe that's why it doesn't get as much attention. But Bogdanović, since Oladipo went down, has been unarguably playing at an all-star level here for a couple of months.
Yeah, I've tried to the last few games during the visiting coaches' media availability ask them specifically about Bogdanović, and I think we may have even mentioned this last week what Jim Boylan said about, you know, he's one of the best wings in the NBA, and it's hard to find wings, and he's a two-way player, and many people didn't think of him in that way. He was pretty much a 13-point-per-game scorer in his career, and since then, I think he's around 22 since Victor got hurt, so that's a big increase. And he's also, as you've said, he's guarded, you know, other teams, you know, good players at times. He was guarding Paul George when Wesley Matthews needed a break. Where would this team be without Bojan Bogdanović? I hate to even think about that. And he is probably the most important Pacer, you could say, right now.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. You can catch him tonight at 8:30. That's when the pregame show starts on Fox Sports Indiana. What are you looking forward to talking about on that show?
In the third quarter Thursday night, I was wondering what would we talk about on Saturday, and now I'm thinking we could have done an hour pregame show. So we'll start kind of reliving that. I think one of the best wins of the season, maybe one of the best wins in recent memory when you factor everything involved and just the way they did it and the comeback, and I think even the late game execution. So we'll spend a little bit of time reliving that. And Wesley Matthews is turned into one of our go-to guys. I had the pleasure of talking with him on the court immediately after his game winner. And I had a conversation with Wesley yesterday after practice. So an extended one-on-one with Wesley Matthews in the second segment. It's your usual contributions from Chris Denary and Quinn Buckner on the road and a one-on-one with Nate McMillan. So it should be an entertaining, hopefully, edition of Pacers Live pregame to start this Western Conference road trip that I've been looking forward to for a while.
All right, that's Jeremiah Johnson out in Denver. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning, and enjoy the road trip. Enjoy the pregame show tonight.
Pat, our text messages the last hour have been about good meals. I just had a good breakfast. I thought you were going to ask me about dining spots.
Well, we'll get to that on the Sideline Guys podcast. How's that for a tease?
That sounds good. I'm glad you had a good dinner last night in Indianapolis.
I did. I've been enjoying your breakfast pictures as well. So enjoy the brunch, and you can catch JJ tonight, Fox Sports Indiana, 8:30. That's when we start as well with the Kroger pregame show right here on the radio, 8:30. Pacers and Nuggets is tonight at 9 o'clock. It's 4 straight on the road for Indiana, 3 10:30 tips starting during the week next week. So we hope you'll be up and with us for those. That'll wrap up Pacers Weekly. Thanks to our producer, Kyle Unimark. I'm Pat Boylan. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.